Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, I think anytime you're doing maintenance days, you take it seriously, but we don't see it as serious. But we'll just go day to day on the maintenance.
With Carter, I know you had your third goalie out.
Yeah.
Kind of spelled him a little bit.
Yeah.
What's he sort of working through?
Because yeah. Maintenance yeah. Again, there's he's got a lower body issue that just put us on the defense to make sure that he had that option. So we were pleased to see him, feel pretty good through the skate today. And again, it's certainly not a serious thing. It's more nagging. And, we're optimistic about the way he reacted out on the ice today.
How was Linus progressing in his rehab back in the injury?
He's in a good place. I mean, he's got some skates on now, which is obviously an important step to be taking, and let's see how it goes. But we are optimistic about the way the rehab is going at this point. There's been no setbacks, and he's on schedule.
Is everything okay with Michael for a week? I know it's an illness, but it's taking a while.
Yeah, I have to say that today, just having him skate on his own was purely for the fact that he hadn't skated now for a week. And we are also with him optimistic he'll join us tomorrow. But let's just see the evaluation. But it was an illness, and once a player is out of practice completely and obviously weak and lost some weight, and so we expect him back in the lineup tomorrow.
You've been around Johan Larsson for, I guess, 6 months now. What have you learned about him just being around him?
Yeah, I mean he's certainly number one, he's a team player. He takes on challenging roles where that line has been an example right through the season of how we want to play, and has created some exciting offense too, and we think down the stretch here that they seem to be on the verge of even more offense, and often getting the call of playing the top or second top two lines of the other team. So that's he leads that way in his calm, whether it's on the bench or during the game, in his game, he takes a defensive first Swedish kind of approach with wingers and with a line that I heard had played together before, but I think they've taken another level this year, and a lot of it has to do with his leadership as a center in that line.
Which I know picture.
Like only this press conference?
Yeah.
Yeah, like as an example.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, with 22 games left, what's the margin for error for the group right here?
Let's be honest. We know the margin for error. That's actually something we were speaking about today, is very, very small. We need to recover quickly from our loss in Ottawa. We had a really good feeling with getting points in 5 or 6 games just before that. And up to nothing, took a timeout short, and now it's about getting right back to where we were before, not letting anybody pull us and derail us, and get the confidence that we had through these past 3 home wins. And I think the margin for error, I agree, it's very, very small, and what we need to do is just take care of details and make sure we respect the difficulty of playing at this time of year, especially in buildings like Pittsburgh on Saturday. What a test that is for us. We look forward to it, and we know it'll be a big one, but that's where we're all eyes are on that challenge right now and getting it right.
With the trade deadline coming up, does that add a little bit of uneasiness, you think?
Yeah, I think the trade world is part of the National Hockey League, and it exists, and it's been in topic here in the media room multiple times this season. Of course, it concentrates a lot more, the focus of everybody gets concentrated in that little space of what's going to happen before the deadline, because we all know when that deadline is done, it's over. So it exists, but we don't feel it in our room. We don't feel it. It's not a conversation, really. Of course, I have my my daily catch-ups with Jason, and we're always in conversation about what we can do and how we can get better. And it doesn't feel like anything distracting us from the task in hand right now, which is really important.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.